Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Mick Billing, who is Executive Chairman at Thor Mining. How are you today, Mick?
Good day, Zach. We're very well, thank you, and nice to talk to you once again.
Okay, some news from Ragged Range. Can you run us through that, please?
Yeah, sure, Zach. For those who don't know the story, we picked up this tenement a year or so ago, and a couple of tenements, actually, adjoining one another, and we've been steadily honing in towards what we hope are some source rocks of some pretty exciting gold. We've done a couple of soil samples programs to date. Each time we've got visible gold, later on backed up by laboratory assays that support that. And this is the latest of the series. We've done the third set of sampling now, completed just over a week ago. And the results through from panning some of those samples, because they don't all get panned exactly as immediately after you collect them. It's a pretty onerous job out there in the field where it's a bit over 40 degrees. So we've finally got the reports of the 50-odd samples. 13 of those had visible gold in the pan, and I think the announcement we've put out included a picture of some gold in the pan, which is always nice to see.
So that's a bit of a bonus. How much of what's going on today is an extra in terms of expectations, or is this in line with expectations?
To some extent, it's in line with expectations, Zach. We know we've got a belt of about 13 kilometres at the northwestern end to the southeastern end, and about a kilometre wide of anomalous gold. We're consistently getting it along this belt. Now, this is not one long channel, but where it's all drifting down, we've got gold coming out of source rocks just to the west that are accumulating in channels in these ephemeral streams. All along this channel. So there's either one 13-kilometre zone of gold mineralisation, which is probably a little bit too much to ask for, or there's a number of them along this 13-kilometre trend. And so what we've been doing over the last little while is going upstream from each set of sampling as trying to vector in towards where we expect the host rocks will be. And each time as we collect gold, we're encouraged to say we're getting closer to that goal, and we're not quite ready to drill yet. We've got some geophysics. We've just finished flying airborne magnetics. We'll get the images from that in a week or so, I expect, and then some interpretation work, and then we'll get the assays from the laboratory assays from this sampling process as well. So we hope we're getting closer to where these source rocks are, but we're not in a position right now to say, let's put a drill rig just in this spot and that spot. It's still a little early for that yet, but we are getting quite a bit closer to that time.
Right, and obviously Thor Mining has multiple prongs, multiple assets around the world. How does this fit into that, and what's going on briefly at the other places that you're operating?
Yeah, sure, Zach. I guess the area that or the assets that we've been focused on most during this last year or so have been our copper investments in South Australia, where we're investing in a company that is planning to or is developing a process to recover gold via in situ recovery means from the old historic Kapunda copper project, and also I've got 100 kilometres to the west at places called Kadena and Moonta. Kapunda in particular getting quite exciting. There's a drill program coming up there in a couple of weeks' time, because Well, we do have a copper resource at Kapunda. There's plenty of gold mineralization from historical drilling. And this next round of drilling is going to focus on that gold. And hopefully, it may not be this program, or it may be the one afterwards, there'll be sufficient information in there to include gold in the resource. Because what we know at Kapunda is that when we dissolve the copper in the ground and bring it to surface in solution, we're also dissolving the gold in the ground, and we'll be able to bring that to surface in solution with the copper at the same time for virtually zero additional cost. So that's pretty exciting. But it's only exciting if there's a reasonable amount of gold there, and that's what we aim to start working seriously towards testing over the next couple of weeks. In other areas, the Molly Hill tungsten project is still sitting there, looking good, but we have to acknowledge that tungsten pricing is depressed at the moment. It has a value, is not going away. And when tungsten prices recover as we come out of COVID-19 and governments around the world start to throw serious money at infrastructure projects to boost economies, the price of tungsten and also molybdenum, we expect, should increase very, very quickly and very strongly. And we're poised ready for that.
Right,
and
I was just going to say the uranium, vanadium area, or anything on that side.
Yeah, we've done a little bit of work there. Our next stage is a drilling program. Probably not this side of Christmas, because I fear with what's happening with COVID and with elections in the US, and also winter coming on, the best time to drill is probably going to be February, March, April of next year, when the snow melts, or when the snow has melted. And so I think we are developing our plans for a drilling program and starting to work towards getting a government approval from the Colorado authorities, and potentially Utah as well, but I think we'll focus on Colorado in the first instance for that drill program. But I expect it'll be in the back half of the first quarter of next year rather than the front half.
Right, but the sizzle currently at Ragged Range, of course.
Oh, indeed, Zach. The price of gold is outstanding right now. Anybody producing gold is going to be making a lot of money. What we've got at Ragged Range, while relatively early stage, are some really, really outstanding ingredients that you would hope to have if you're going to find a gold project of substance. Now, time will tell, but I'd much rather have these results than not.
Mick Billing, Executive Chairman at Thor Mining, thank you very much indeed for your time.
Thank you, and nice to have the opportunity again, Zach. Thanks again.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.